Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We now turn to Erie County Clerk, Mickey Kearns. Mickey, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for requesting me to come on.
Of course, every time. I would talk to you every day, Mickey, if I could find an excuse
to. Every day too.
Well, you're working. You're actually doing your job, Mickey. You have an update on the Buffalo News office space in the clerk's office. What's the latest?
Sure. As you know, just to give a recap, I objected in writing twice. Before the seizure, the county executive and the Department of Public Works, they seized essential office space that the Erie County Clerk's Office utilizes to give a gift of public funds to the Buffalo News. We spoke to the legislature. We met with the legislators. They listened to us. I thought they did a great job. We argued before the legislature. We gave some of the legislatures a tour of the area, just to show them that the door is locked and that it ruined our conference room, which is essential to the office. The county executive representative who was at the legislature would not say who had a key or who had access other than Sandra Tan. So we have requested a legal opinion. And of course, requesting a legal opinion from the county attorney is getting no opinion. He basically said, his opinion has no more weight than the legal deputy in my office. And today, Sandra Tan was seen in the room. She's the only one in the room. I don't know if they gave you an invite, Joe, to come utilize the room. But she said before the legislature, I quote, "She has no problem if any other media is given a key." So once again, what really upsets me is that there's no local law. There's no resolution. There were five Department of Public Works workers moving here in today using on county time plus the deputy commissioner of public works. I believe there needs to be an investigation of this. If this is not a gift of public funds, if this is not a quid pro quo, if this is not given special treatment, once again, before the legislature, it was stated that this was going to be open to all media. And once again, I said to you, have you received an invite from the county executive or for Erie County to have access to this room? Let me answer to you for you. No, you didn't.
I have
it's
not.
Just, it's just egregious abuse of power and weaponization of the power to impact this office. And I'm really upset about this. Poland Karras talks about dictatorships at the federal government. He is a dictator.
Mickey, so you said the public works workers were moving Sandra Tan into the office. What did that?
There was four public works workers moving her in, the deputy commissioner. They were vacuuming. They were moving tables in, I'm sure, desks. Not only did they change the locks, they must have done this. But today, during government time, she commands the attention of the Department of Public Works, where she can get four plus the deputy commissioner workers to come in and set up her office for her. It's not a media room. They tried to change the discussion at the legislature and said, well, no, all media is going to have access to this. But in the letter from the commissioner to me and from the county executive, the room is called the Buffalo Newsroom. And I asked the question once again, did anyone reach out to WBEN or to any other news affiliates and ask them if they want access to this room? And when she was talking, she did speak on the record, and I turned to her face to face. She stated, if anyone else would like to have access to this room, I have no problem to that. So a private organization that's not even here in Western New York anymore, that really closed down the printing presses here, moved to Cleveland, they have access to a room in my office as a public official. If this is not a gift of public funds, I don't know what is.
Yeah, interesting. You talk about the printing presses. The news isn't even printed here. Well, I will be texting Dan Meyer when this show is over and asking where I can get my application to get a key to the Buffalo Media Room, because I would love to stop in and have the access the Buffalo News does. So, Mickey, you called for an investigation. How do we get that off the ground? What's the next step here?
Well, I'll tell you right now, the legislature, they were, I have to say, it was a professionally run governmental exchange of discussion. The chairman, Barnese, did a great job. The Republican legislators came down. They requested a tour. It really is impacting the functionality of our office. Once again, I said this conference room is an important conference room. I met with my IT person today. We're ordering computers for training. As you know, I conveyed to you and the public that we have a software conversion. We have to train our employees. We haven't changed our software in nearly 25 years. Those computers, those desktop computers, that training has to happen in that room. And once again, all of this, I just think, you talk about authoritarian person. He likes to talk a lot about kings. Well, there's a king at County Hall, and I'm just sick and tired of it, where they will not communicate with us and they will not work with us. I mean, we're requesting information from purchasing and they're telling us we have to FOIL it. You know, at some point in time, you talk about good government. I stated, I don't always agree with the county controller, but our offices work together because we have to do the public's work. And this is just an egregious weaponization, abuse of power. And, you know, to me, someone could file an ethics complaint. I think, you know, someone should do that because this is a misuse and misrepresentation of public funds.
So you're saying every expense you make now has to be FOIL'd?
No, what I'm saying is we're trying to, we had a purchasing opportunity and, we're trying to get public information, who the bids were. It was conveyed to us that we were going to have to FOIL. That should be public information. We've been waiting for this material for over 6 months, and a couple of the people who put the bids in asked me, what's going on with this? You know, we're local bidders, we're local printers, we're a local company. We're going to use local New York State companies. And I guess the person who won it is an independent person who's dealing with China. So, you know, instead of working with companies and people that work in Erie County, we're working with, bidding that's not even taking place in the United States, and there's no control. We're waiting for 6 months for this bid. So I'm waiting for this paperwork because I want to see what the bids were and why we have to wait 6 months to fulfill a purchasing order. And to me, it just goes on and on. Joe, we're looking at the budget, and I'm looking at things, and it really is getting to the point. They can't beat me at the ballot box, but they, you know, I'm looking at my department submission for my 2026 budget. They changed my numbers. They changed my numbers. And when the budget director says, hey, can you inflate the numbers? The answer is no. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give fake numbers. This is how these people work across the street. They want to give fake numbers. They want people to pay high taxes so they can hire their buddies. And I'm not going to do it, Joe. I'm not going to do it.
You know, Mickey's talking about the budget. I also understand that there were, openings in your office, mostly in the DMV, that the county executive completely ignored.
Yeah, they have cut positions in my office. They're part-time positions, important essential positions. One of the things we're looking to do, Joe, I've been in conversations with Erie Community College, that we want to hire these positions for students, and they can come in and they can get school credit. Well, we haven't filled those positions because we've been holding them because we're still working with the Erie Community College on that so we can place those young people in. However, the county executive, because he bought or was given a new park out in Amherst, created 7 jobs for the Department of Public Works. I just don't know how a private entity like the Buffalo News has the authority. I know how, but how they have the authority to, you know, those workers go down there, 4 workers. Do you imagine 4 workers moving in you to make sure that, you know, you have office space with a door? And in the hearing, we stated, look, we're willing, we're not against freedom of the press. It's just that is not the most optimal room. We need confidentiality. As I stated, the district attorney moved out there from his, moved his trainings out from there. We'll move her down to a different part of the office. And she said, no, I need confidentiality. I need a door. So I'm an elected official who represents nearly 1 million people, and I have no authority on how to run my office. They're changing my budget numbers. They're cutting my positions. If this is not political, Joe, I don't know what is.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, I think it's pretty clear, Mickey. I think it's pretty clear. Now, last time we talked, you had sent a letter to the county executive with this office, with the office space or with his sliding you in the budget. Has the county executive at all talked to you?
No, I reached out to him. When I was at the legislature, there was a representative there, and the chair stated, and that person fairly said, that the Department of Public Works wasn't invited. However, he was there to represent the county executive. And to me, you know, no one invites me. We look at the agenda items, and if it's something relevant to the clerk's office, we go to the meeting and we, you know, we talk to them and we work with the, you know, the staff to make sure that we have the proper people there to represent the office or myself. But no, the answer is no. And, you know, my point is that this has got to get resolved soon. We're waiting on the legislature. We do not want this to go to court. We do not want this to go to court. I do not want to spend one more time on this or any taxpayers' money to resolve this. I was hoping that this could be resolved amicably and we can do this professionally. But when you have a tyrant, when you have a dictator, and you have someone who's trying to control this office, changing my budget numbers, having the budget director say, you need to inflate the numbers. Joe, we're not even talking about 18% where they're charging people who are behind on their taxes, tax delinquency. They're budgeting about $18 million, $17.5 million for people two that are behind on their taxes at 18%. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. So before you start throwing rocks in windows, look at yourself and, you know, look and see what's going on, because what's happening that the Buffalo News has this much power over this administration is unbelievable.
And it's sad because, I mean, the Buffalo News that doesn't even have the dedication to being local. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's a place that is, you know, made sure they stay local in Buffalo. They're not doing a Monday paper starting next month. They're not printing in Buffalo. But you're right, Mickey. I have to agree. I mean, of course it's political. I mean, look at the endorsements the Buffalo News is putting out for this year's county elections. Of course it's political.
It's political. Joe, I remember when I ran for office, I ran for re-election 4 years ago, and I went in for the endorsement, and I called someone over there, and I won't mention that person's name, but that person basically said to me that, Mickey, we can't give you the endorsement because we got to sell newspapers. That's where they're at.
Wow.
I mean, at some point in time, believe me, I was very upset that I didn't get that endorsement. However, you know, now I know what's going on. So, look, at Sandra Tan doesn't want to be part of the story. She is the story. We are upsetting this office. She was in the courts. The courts got rid of her, threw her out, and now they put her in this office. Never reached out to me, never contacted me. This is just an egregious power play by the county executive, by the Department of Public Works. And once again, you know, we can't get any opinions from the county attorney. We can't get information from purchasing. I mean, at some point in time, there has to be some rectifying of this situation, because it's not going to end in a positive way, because it's going to end up in court, and there's no resolution. There's no local law giving him the authority to do this. No local law. The opinion that was given by the county attorney was a half-hearted, really general opinion, and he even states in his email that his authority is no more than my legal clerk in my office. Well, if his opinion doesn't have any weight, why am I even asking him?
Mickey, you know, you talk about the meetings that have to take place there, but if I remember correctly, there was also supplies in that room. Where are those supplies now?
Supplies are, listen, it ruined our conference room. The supplies are all over that conference room. It was a beautiful old courtroom. Once again, as I said, we made an investment in technology. We were going to be doing our training there. I stated the district attorney was doing his trainings in there. We were going to do inter-department training for the software conversion. We ordered 15 to 20 new tabletop computers so we can do the training. And, I mean, it's just a mess in there. It's a mess. She has a beautiful office with four workers coming in to make sure it's vacuumed, to make sure everything looks good, a table on the desk. It's locked. Who gets that type of access? If this is truly a meeting room, which we know it's not, because in both letters from the Department of Public Works and from the county executive, they call it the Buffalo Newsroom. I mean, they come in at the dead of the night, like the plumbers in Watergate. They change the locks. I mean, if this is not a breach of public trust, I don't know what is. And if people should not be upset, I mean, I call on everyone to call their legislators, to call the county executive's office and say, this has got to stop. Return the space to the county clerk's office, or unfortunately, this is going to go to court. This is becoming a childish matter.
Yeah.
By someone who, you know, calls everyone else a dictator, but he's really a dictator himself.
Yeah, seems like a little bit of a projecting on his part. Mickey, I'll tell you this. We know starting in November, Sandra doesn't have much to do on Mondays. So maybe I'll take the office over and do the show on Mondays from that office, just so it's
I think you have a right to do that show on Mondays. But, you know, once again, and I said this and I want it to be clear, and I don't want to play favorites. And, you know, I always tell you directly, you know, we really don't want any media in there.
Right.
So, you know, I guess, you know, I'm being honest about it. It's got to be utilized by the county clerk's office. But until this gets resolved, I guess you'll have access. I would call over there and get your key. and make sure that you have access on Mondays there.
Sounds great. Hey, Mickey, keep us updated. Thank you so much for the update. I'm sorry this is happening to you. I mean, you have a job to do, and I think you're right. I think it's I think it's childish from the county executive, and I do appreciate you keeping us in the loop.
Thanks, Joe. I'm sorry we have to do this, but I know people have been emailing me and contacting me, and I just wanted to give everyone a
note. No, I really, really appreciate it. As always, Mickey, we'll talk soon. That is Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.